Welcome back to Tween Talk Voice Notes. I'm Marina Joy, and today I want to tell you a story that starts with a piano and ends with a mindset shift I can't stop thinking about. If your child has ever hit a wall with learning, and you found yourself frustrated, wondering why they're just not getting it, this one is for you. The other night, I was sitting at my keyboard, working through a jazz arrangement of Take the A Train, and I hit this one section that just didn't make sense to me. I'd listened to Oscar Peterson play it at least 20 times, those few bars over and over and over. Now, I know how to pick out intervals, I know my scales, and usually I can hear what's going on and piece it together, but this, no clue. So I tried everything. I listened, I paused, I replayed, I tried to match the notes. I analyzed patterns. Nothing. I spent so much time on that tiny section and was still stuck. When my lesson day arrived, I brought this up to my teacher. And I let him listen to it and I said, okay, here's the part. I've tried everything. I cannot figure this out. And my teacher listened to that short section and he just said, oh, he's running up a whole tone scale using augmented fifths. And just like that, I had my answer. And I just shook my head. And said, well, no wonder I couldn't figure it out. I haven't thought about a whole tone scale in, I can't remember when the last time I I thought about it. I know augmented fifths. It didn't even cross my mind that that is what would be happening. I couldn't connect the information because it wasn't front and center in my mind, and I had never applied those concepts in this way. It wasn't even on my radar. But to my teacher, someone with far more experience, it was obvious. You know, the section just started and he knew exactly what it was. So as I was thinking about this, I realized this isn't just about jazz theory. It's also about how our kids process things. How often do you watch your kids struggle and think, you know, just try harder. You know this. Figure it out. I may be guilty of having said that over the years. Like, you just think, you should get this. Like, you know this. But what if they're not actually stuck because they're lazy or just not applying themselves or just don't want to think about it? What if they are missing a piece? Just like I knew the concepts of whole tone scales, augmented fifths, but I hadn't used them in this specific way. Your kids might have the ingredients, but they don't know how those ingredients all fit together. There's no connections. The dots aren't connected. But you and I, we can see it. We have experience. So we look at all of these pieces that they have and we can connect the dots. We can put the puzzle together. We can instantly go, oh yes, like this. Not because we're smarter necessarily, but we've seen it before. We have experience with it. We can recognize it. So where am I going with this? Well, explicit teaching matters. I know there are philosophies of learning out there where it's just like, well, let's just expose our kids to stuff and they'll learn things when they need it. No, they won't. Not necessarily, not guaranteed. We need to explicitly teach certain concepts. Discovery has value. Yes, we want our kids to discover stuff and figure stuff out. But sometimes they're spinning their wheels because we haven't explicitly taught them something. And is it really worth the discovery time and the frustration for them to try to figure that out? My teacher could have said, well, keep listening and see if you can figure it out. And in this case, that wouldn't have been beneficial. I would have stayed stuck. I wouldn't know what the pieces were so I could connect the dots. So sometimes a quick 5-minute explanation, this explicit teaching where you're laying it out, can unlock hours and days of frustration. So when we say you should know this, and we forget how many times we've had to see something before it clicked, that is something to think about the next time your kid says, I don't get it. If they're overwhelmed, if they're spinning their wheels, pause and ask yourself, have I actually taught them this? Or if not me, have they had the opportunity to learn this from someone? Or am I expecting them to know something they haven't had the chance to practice or explicitly learn? Now, I know we are in August. Perhaps you're not starting your homeschool year just yet. Maybe you're schooling all year round and you're in the middle of it right now. Whatever the case, if you're needing a little bit of clarity for yourself, I have opened up a few power planning sessions over the next couple of weeks. These are 30-minute one-on-one calls. We look at what's working, what's not, what you might need help with for the upcoming year. And we'll sketch out a plan for the next couple of months, because you don't need to know what's happening 9 months from now, but you do need to know what's happening over the next couple of months. And then as you grow and change, you can keep extending that plan throughout the year. You'll walk away with some direction, less decision fatigue, and I will leave a link for those calls. You can look at and see if there's a time that works for you. If you don't see a time that works for you, reach out and we can figure something out. Thank you for being here today. I hope this little example helps you see your child's learning in a new way as you get ready to get back in the swing of things with your homeschool year. Sometimes they're not missing motivation. They just need that explicit teaching, and that is something you can give them. Let's talk soon.